We continue on the Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Friday Night Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers and the Rocket City Trash Pandas. Time for today's pregame interview. As always, on Fridays, we are joined by Shuckers acting manager, Fidel Pena. Fidel, thanks much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Javik. My pleasure.
It's been a big-time week for this team. Three consecutive wins, four in a row, going back to a Saturday night win against the Tennessee Smokies last week. But it's been a lot of comeback wins last night, yet another comeback win for this squad. How fun was it to see this team come back in a big-time way last night?
I mean, it's been great. Like, any time that you can come back in a, you know, in a game that you fall behind 4-0, like, early on, like we did last night, and then we came back and tied it, like, anytime you win, it's fun, you know, but that just makes it, like, a little sweeter, so always good to win.
I know hitting coach J.J. Reimer and the guys have been working a lot in the cages, and this is an offense that has really ticked it up a level over the past about 2 or 3 weeks, averaging over 5.5 runs per game in their last 16. How nice is it to really see this offense start clicking towards the end of the first half and going into the second half next week?
I mean, I think the team is, it's coming together pretty well, like, right here towards the end of the first half, you know. Guys are figuring stuff out, and like they're making adjustments. Like you said, like all the work that they're putting in the cages, it's actually paying off, and it's good to see the results on the field and the guys start having some more success.
One of the guys that's really having a lot of success in the power department is Mike Bovee. Big clutch home run last night to give you guys the guys the lead in the late innings. What's it been like seeing his power really start to tick up over these past few weeks?
It's been good. You know, he's been a very solid hitter for us. All season, you know, like at the beginning, you know, he started like with a few triples and he like had a homer there. But then like besides that, it was like mostly, you know, like a lot of singles and a double here and there. But like last few weeks, he has like, you know, he's had a couple homers and like a few doubles. And it, like you said, it's really starting to like, you know, come together, and he's like showing some more pop at the plate.
One of the big times additions to this roster is Dylan O'Ray, who was added to the roster on Tuesday from High A. All of 20 years old, one of the youngest guys who has ever played for this Shuckers franchise. What have you seen from him in his first few games here at the Double-A level?
Like you said, like a very mature kid. He is only 20 years old, and like his approach at the plate has been great. You know, he's swinging at the right pitches and you know, having some good takes. He's obviously going to add a lot of speed to our team and like some solid defense. So just very excited for the kid. Just looking forward to having him here and you know, having some success here at this level as well.
We've talked about that mental makeup from O'Ray. You have experience coaching a lot of guys in the Dominican Republic. We've talked about that this season, of the mental maturity when you're 17, 16, 18 years old down in the Dominican Republic. How impressive is it to see that from O'Ray here at the Double-A level?
I mean, it's very impressive. You know, like, he's a kid that was, like, at this time last year, he was probably in the ACL, you know, like, just starting his career pretty much. And like, for him to be in Double-A, like, at this time of the year, like, so early, that's just impressive. And it just speaks, like, of our player development, you know, department, like, in collaboration with all the departments and making sure that the kids, you know, learn their routines quick and that way we can speed up like their process through the minor leagues and ultimately get them to the big leagues.
On the flip side, a couple of veterans have been added to this clubhouse in Casey Martin and Adam Hall. What do they bring to the clubhouse with some guys who have a good amount of professional experience?
Like you said, like two veterans, like they both have played at the Double A level, and they obviously bring, you know, like a lot of experience, like very professional guys. They're going to bring a lot of speed to our team, which is good. Solid defense and like a lot of versatility. Like they can both play the infield and like all around the outfield as well. So like those are guys that you're gonna want on your team. So for sure.
Hall's a guy we've seen play in the infield this year. We've seen him play in the outfield. He's starting in center field tonight. How much does it help you out when you have so many different guys on this roster who can play so many different positions?
I mean, it just makes it easier on you. You know, like, you know that if something happens, like, you can just move them anywhere and they're going to do well over there too, you know. So like having that versatility and that, you know, that that room to play with there, like, it's always good for a manager.
Big thing last night, Bradley Blaylock went back up to the big leagues a few days ago, finally made his big league debut last night, a scoreless inning against the San Diego Padres. How incredible is that to see from a guy like Bradley?
That's awesome. Like, he was actually like my first ever like call to a player, like, to let him know that we're going to the big leagues. And he actually thought I was joking, and I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, you're going back to the big leagues. So just make sure you actually get into the game this time. And, you know, and I told him, hey, like, just pack your stuff. You're going to go to the – you're going to go to San Diego. And, man, best of luck out there. So just awesome, you know, to see the kids, you know, like, actually make their dreams come true and, like, and just keep thriving, man, and just keep moving up in the business.
Okay, I didn't know that you were the one who told Bradley that he was going back up to the big leagues. First time around, Joe Arolt did it. It was the first time that he had told somebody he was going to the big league level. Now you're telling Bradley back to the big leagues. First time you've done it in your career. How special of a moment is it whenever you see a guy on any team you're associated with get that call up to the big leagues?
It's just amazing, you know. Like, that's something that, like, us as coaches, like, makes us feel like, you know, like damn, like, this is all worth it. Like, guys are moving up. Guys are, you know, getting to the big leagues, which is our main job. It's just to get these guys to the big leagues and make sure that they stay there, you know, for a long time.
Well, they're helping a big league team that right now is winning a lot of games as well, which makes it even more fun.
Yeah, that's our job as a minor league system, you know, to just provide, you know, options for the big league team and contribute to wins.
Well, Fidel, appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Trash Pandas coming up next.